Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of November 2010. We're going to be covering the huge escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Many international news agencies are asking the question, is this the start of the second Korean War that took tens of thousands of American and, of course, South Korean lives, estimated over a half million North Korean and Chinese lives? North Korea's military command vows merciless military strike against South Korea, fires artillery onto island with military bases and civilians, killing Marines, developing the shocking video of the island on fire. South denies seeking redeployment of U.S. tactical nuclear weapons. The South has been, of course, returning fire off and on. That stopped but an hour ago. The South Korean president is saying they may go ahead and strike North Korea's missile bases. Intentionally planned attack. Japan prepares for any eventuality. China watches. White House condemns. The Russians are saying we are in colossal danger and calling for both sides to stop what they're doing and saying that it is terrible what's happening. Of course, a flashback, the UK during last week's G20 meeting in Seoul, South Korea, said they feared a North Korean attack during the G20 summit. But none of that matters. On ABC News, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, the headline, the top story, is officials, jawbone, not Natalie Holloway's, the Alabama teenager, last seen 5 years ago in 2005. Well, they found a jawbone near the Phoenix Hotel, and that is the top story in America right now. Natalie Holloway, not these two huge militaries with nuclear weapons on both sides, openly threatening to attack each other, missile and artillery salvos going back and forth for several hours, dead clearly on both sides, civilian buildings and border areas smoking in fire. The North says any other provocation, full-scale war. The South says any provocation, full-scale war. And Natalie Holloway is what matters today, ladies and gentlemen. That is what is important in this country. Now, here's the larger issue, and I've got Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and Kurt Nemo working on this. Remember 888 2 years ago. Remember Dick Cheney basically ordering the attack via Georgian puppets on South Ossetia and Abkhazia in northern Georgia as a pretext to start war with the Russians. Our media ran the hoax that Russia had attacked preemptively. Was not true. 2 days later, they had to admit that indeed the puppet president there had launched the attack. NATO forces were involved. A day into it, NATO forces were being brought in by C-130 from Western Europe and the Middle East. The Russians rolled in mobile ICBM and medium and short range missile trucks with nuclear weapons. Their chairman, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they were preparing for nuclear war with Europe and warned NATO to back off. The NATO forces were pulled out. But it shows how unstable and dangerous and full of chutzpah the globalists are. It shows how they're probing and looking for the right sign of weakness to kick off some type of World War III, larger than a regional conflict and as big as World War III. You know, we got into Vietnam that killed 58,000 Americans, wounded over a quarter million, killed over a million Vietnamese on both sides in 1964 with a staged attack on one of our ships. Months after Wayne Madsen confirmed it, mainstream media had to admit that that torpedo earlier this year that blew up a South Korean ship was German-made and during a U.S. drill. They now admit that South Korea was firing into a demilitarized area that North Korea claims with artillery in a drill, and that's what North Korea responded to. Not saying North Korea is good either. Completely crazy. But the issue is this looks like some type of provocation. We'll break it down on the other side. Stay with us.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got Ron Paul coming up later in the hour, Judge Andrew Napolitano. If you just joined us and you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you're probably wondering why I have Fox News up on the screen. They say awaiting demolition, WTXF Philadelphia. They're going to destroy an old sports stadium. And Jaron, my producer, one of the producers during the break, said, hey, how do you think they're going to demolish that building? And I said, well, the Bic lighter only takes flames now to destroy steel structures after 9-11. The laws of physics have been suspended. And he said, no, they're going to fly a plane into a building down the block, and then that's going to make it collapse like Building 7. So a little bit of dark humor there for you. We'll cut away from the controlled demolition going on there. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we will not be covering Natalie Holloway. That is the top story from CNN to MSNBC to Fox, is Natalie Holloway in Aruba. They found a jawbone. It is not her. They've tested the DNA. Okay. The world is on the edge of a trigger event that could start World War III. China has a defense pact with North Korea. The United States has a defense pact with South Korea. We lost tens of thousands of troops in the Korean conflict. In fact, guys, will you pull up number of U.S. casualties, Korean War, Korean conflict? I wanted to get that number. I forgot to do that. I want to be specific about it. And for those just now tuning in, yes, we will not be talking about Hillary Clinton's hair or Natalie Holloway jawbones. Here's CNBC. World edgy on Korea. Russia sees colossal danger. No kidding. Breaking. South Korea threatens retaliation against the North. Remember this story from October 30th, 2008. Rand lobbies Pentagon. Start war to save U.S. economy, preferably with North Korea. That's PrisonPlanet.com. Important flashback. Here's another one. South Korea says it test-fired an area before North Korea firing. Now, first they said that wasn't true. Now they've come out and said, yes, we were in an area disputed doing drills. And let's be clear about North Korea and Kim Il-sung, the psychopathic granddaddy, his current leader, his son Kim Jong-il, and then Kim Jong-un, the new general who's never been photographed till a few months ago, and he appears as the new leader, and everyone starts worshiping him. We lost 53,686 Americans in the Korean War, and we lost a few thousand more, 58,209. And, of course, that's who immediately died in-country. A lot more than that died from the wounds that they sustained. So this is a big deal. What we know is about 6 hours ago, so that's in the almost evening over there, about 6 hours ago, there was a drill on the western side of the Korean Peninsula, right up by the sea lanes and sea border of North Korea. And there was U.S. and Korean aircraft, helicopters, ships in the area doing attack drills. And that's not denied. And firing artillery on simulated ships. And it got too close for comfort. And the North Koreans have seriously escalated things. It's very, very dangerous. But the issue here is, in fact, I forgot to tell you guys this during the break. I want to immediately call Webster Tarpley. I want to immediately call Wayne Madsen. They both are on par with each other with their caliber of research on this region. See which one of them you can get on at 12:30, an hour from now, an hour and 15 minutes from now. In between Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on, I want to get one of those guys on to get their early response to this. But I remember Madsen was the first I saw early on going to Jane's Weapons Quarterly and looking at the torpedo parts from that South Korean ship that got blown up that they blamed on North Korea, and saying that's a German torpedo. And then months later, the Chinese government said it, and then even mainstream news here, kind of as a footnote, said, yeah, looks like a German-made torpedo. Now, did the North Koreans buy German torpedoes on the black market? We know that goes on through Russia and China. Or was this a third-party purchase and done by a private contractor or a South Korean corporation or our own government? I mean, when you got a government that staged the Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, and so many other provocations, and that 2 years ago on 888 snuck attack Russia. Look, I'm no fan of Russia. They're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm no fan of communist China. I'm certainly no fan of North Korea. I mean, that's as tyrannical and out of control as it gets. But you notice that all the big banks, the big corporations, neocon publications, they're all on record saying if we have a big war, bigger than Iraq, that really sucks the American people in, it'll be a great smokescreen for the open announcement of world government, the carbon taxes, the global VAT, the new bank of the world. People won't be angry anymore about losing part of their pension funds or all of this austerity. It's a perfect way to unify everybody and also drive up the dollar. You notice the dollar shot up today. So did gold. It's all seen as a safe haven because America's still the big empire. Even though we're bankrupt by design, we've got the supposed hardware and weapon systems and the biggest military, more than half the world's defense budgets combined here in the United States. About 54% last time I checked of total global defense spending is by this country. We build the military and train the military, finance the military to empower the globalists. So then America gets the blame while the globalists get the brawn and never get identified. So this is a way to get everybody to pour back into dollars to prop up the economy for the globalists as they continue to consolidate. You got Europe going down the tubes. You've got a, quote, fire sale of Irish banks going on right now. So the IMF and World Bank get them in debt, put politicians in power, by financing them on record to get the nation in debt. Then the big IMF World Bank come in with European EU taxpayer money, with U.S. taxpayer money, and, quote, shore up Ireland. But if you read, notice that's why they had to get them into Ireland so they'd be under that treaty last year. They couldn't implode Ireland till they got them into that treaty, as we predicted last year. Now that they've gotten them into the treaty this year, now it's a complete fire sale. They're cutting their pension funds, raising their taxes, and taking over their domestic banks and blaming their domestic banks in the news for what happened in Ireland when the policy was set by the global central banks of the IMF and World Bank. And that is in the news today. This is out of Yahoo Finance, Reuters, by Steve Slater. Ireland hoist for sale sign over stricken banks. Reuters, Ireland banks are up for sale, the country's central bank chief said, as the government seeks to cut them down in size after the reckless lending forced the country to seek an international bailout. They are for sale, as far as I'm concerned, said Patrick Hunahan, said Thursday. And it goes on, I have been an advocate for a number of years for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks. Oh, yeah, that's freedom. See, the end of your sovereignty. And it's not some foreign government that dominates you. It's the private central banks. And that's Patrick Hunahan. Dublin has already said it will intensify reform of the banks. Reforms always. See, when the IMF and World Bank takes over a third world country, reform is raising taxes, cutting services, and giving almost all your GDP to the private banks. And then after they're done with Ireland, it'll be Portugal and Spain and England and France, and then Germany, and then the United States. And it's just all publicly done in plain view, but the general public doesn't understand this. They know about Natalie Holloway. They know about O.J. Simpson. They know about Dancing with the Stars. They know that Sarah Palin's cute, and they just get caught up in the mindlessness of it as the private central banks conquer our society. Now, I want to play this Russia Today clip with how concerned Russia is here in just a moment, and also show you some of the video of what's going on for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But that's why they would stage this. We don't know if it was staged, but that's why the globalists would stage this with Korea right now as a political diversion and to get the world to run under the wings like baby chicks of the Anglo-American establishment, scared of North Korea, who we know Donald Rumsfeld, the head of ABB, transferred the nuclear reactors to in the mid-1990s and got bipartisan backing and authorization from William Jefferson Clinton. Unified continuity of agenda and treason. Here's the RT clip. Stay with us.
South Korea has admitted it fired artillery shells that triggered an early morning clash with North Korea. However, it says it was part of a military drill and denied it was directed at the North. Earlier, Seoul blamed the North for what it called an unprovoked shelling of its island. Pyongyang claimed the South had violated its maritime border during the military drills. Seoul has since threatened its neighbor with what it calls enormous retaliation. Russia's foreign ministry said the clashes were unacceptable and called on both sides to show restraint.
What happened deserves condemnation. We insist that both sides must take measures to pacify the situation and prevent similar action in the future. Unfortunately, this is already the third incident of the kind this year. But this time, there's a colossal danger of the situation descending into military conflict. This must be avoided. Russia has repeatedly warned of the growing tension in the region and is now counting on both sides to arrive at a suitable conclusion.
Well, Pavel Leshakov from the Moscow State University told RT the international community is prejudiced against the North and is ready to blame it for everything with little evidence.
Okay. You can watch the rest of that up at RT.com and on YouTube, but that's the Russian view. Here's CNBC, world edgy on Korea. Russia sees colossal danger. Major powers express concern and alarm at North Korea's shelling of South Korean island today. And it goes on, among North Korea's neighbors, Russia said it saw a colossal danger of an escalation in fighting on the Korean Peninsula, and China said it was imperative to resume six-party talks aimed at ending the North's nuclear weapons program. And it just continues on from there. We're going to be covering more of that coming up. Wayne Madsen is joining us in about an hour and 10 minutes from now to give us his expert early look in view on this. We'll obviously learn more as it develops and unfolds. Ron Paul, scheduled to be coming up later in this hour, and Judge Andrew Napolitano pops in the last hour today. We'll also cover the latest TSA situation ahead of one of the busiest flight days of the year coming up in T-minus 2 days on Thursday.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Joining us on this Tuesday edition, the 23rd day of November 2010.
So many things going on.
This Korea situation is so big, it's so dangerous. Some would liken it to, oh, that's just like the Arabs and Israelis always killing each other. This is different because both sides have giant mechanized militaries. And they have only had a few skirmishes like this in the last 50-plus years. And I was reading in the Associated Press, they were going over the history of this. This may be the biggest fracas or escalation in the entire history since the truce. This is simply a ceasefire. There's not been an armistice. There's not been any formal agreement. It is a ceasefire. Kind of like there was a ceasefire right before the Tet Offensive in Vietnam that lasted just a few days. Well, this one has lasted 50-plus years. And many of my great uncles and family fought in Korea. I know you've got a lot of family out there who fought in Korea. This is a very serious situation. 56,000 Americans died in that short conflict. Very, very serious situation. The North are a bunch of brainwashed, cult-like drones who will and have proven they will march right into machine gun fire. We were, of course, fighting China back during that event as well, Chinese regulars. China is, of course, supplying the South, North Korea to its south, against South Korea. And we're going to get Ron Paul's take on this, the TESA, quantitative easing too, and a lot more. Obviously, later I'm going to get into the TESA situation. The Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, has Kurt Nemo's story from Infowars.com up there. Day number two, going over the fact, are trains and buses next? When you read the article, you find out trains and buses are already being searched. Now they're announcing they want mobile naked body scanners on the highways, at the trains and bus terminals. Now, the pretext is anything that Al-Qaeda ever talks about hitting, we've got to put federal minimum wage goons at. Now TSA workers are complaining. I've been talking about this for 2 weeks, the unsanitary nature of the blue gloves searching multiple people. You could get crabs, you could get diseases, you could get flesh-eating bacteria, you could get other forms of mites. And I've also pointed out how this is abusive to the TSA workers. Well, WorldNet Daily covered the unsanitary nature of the gloves today. Glad somebody covered it. I'm glad somebody took the cue to write stories about it. So we've got that important issue. The TSA workers are also saying, that's the headline, we hate obese passengers and people with personal hygiene issues. Now abused TSA staff vent their anger at pat-downs. And they say, we don't like sticking our hands down people's pants. We don't like having to go up under people's fat rolls. We don't like having to mess with medical sutures. Since when does the government go into bandages and probe them like a medical doctor? Since when do they remove colostomy bags and urology bags, artificial bladders on the outside of people? Please don't touch that. Please don't pull on it. Oops, sorry. Urine's pouring out. TSA just says, clean yourself up. Searching little five-year-olds in public, pulling women's fake breasts out who've had mastectomies, sticking their hands down people's pants. Now that we force the sticking the hands down the pants into public debate, the head of the TSA said, that's wrong. We're going to change that policy. See, they tried to quietly set the precedent and stick their hands down our pants and thought we'd just go along. But by speaking out and saying no, they're having to back out. Now, will they stage an event? Last week, the German plane was a, quote, U.S. firm testing security. They won't say who. That was a drill. You got a drill with this North Korea situation triggering. They always use a drill. And they had drills going before they attacked the Russian-controlled enclaves of South Ossetia and Abkhazia 2 years ago, trying to get war going. Drill, 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 drill. They use drills. Because most people on the ships, most people in the airports, they're compartmentalized. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's happening. They just go along with all of this. But I've studied the globalist psychology. I know how they operate. I know what their game plan is. And we'll continue to break it down. But that's coming up. Now the TSA are saying they're victims. And they're trying to unionize. They have a union now in the last few months. They just got one. But they're trying to say no to all of this. Now, some Republicans want private people searching us, but I don't want private people sticking their hands down my pants either. You know what? I'd rather face the danger than live as a slave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't think of a better time to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us. He's only with us about 20 minutes. I want to get into the Korea situation, the TSA, the quantitative easing too, the monetization of debt. I want to get into Rand Paul winning and what that signifies, the fact that Ron Paul and Rand Paul have announced that they're not going to be joining the Tea Party caucus because some of the leaders of it are people that voted for the bailout. We're going to be discussing all that. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you again.
Of that constellation of things I threw out, what do you think is most important right now?
Well, the cause of liberty. That's always my number one goal. And that is related to the deficit because the bigger the government, the more the government spends, the less liberty we have. And that involves what we do overseas as well as we do here. So it's been the same old story, and of course that's closely related to our financial system and our Federal Reserve, because it would have been brought to a halt if they couldn't have been, you know, counterfeiting the money.
You know, I'm seeing Wall Street Journal, New York Times headlines every week now saying Ron Paul was right, pointing out that everything you talked about in those debates and got laughed at by a minority of fools has now come true. What's your view on quantitative easing? Are you going to get the banking committee chairmanship? Where are you going in your interrogation of the Federal Reserve?
Well, I'm assuming I'm going to get the chairmanship, but, you know, until it's done, you can't be absolutely positive. But I'm working on the assumption that we will. And I think most everybody will know where I stand on the Federal Reserve, although my position is to abolish the Fed, and I read a book called In the Fed. I also take a stand that, you know, even if I could, I wouldn't close the Federal Reserve in one day. I think they're going to close itself when they have runaway inflation that destroys the dollar, and that's what's so dangerous. But I would still argue the case for legalizing the Constitution and competition and allowing gold and silver to be legal tender. So everything they do is incorrect because they're managing the money supply and they're managing interest rates, and that's where the source of the problem is. And just recently some Republicans have come out and they say, you know what we need to do is take away some of the responsibility of the Fed, because they're supposed to be, since 1978, they were supposed to deal with unemployment. Which, you know, it's true that that was a silly thing to do, and they give us our they're the ones who give us the unemployment. They can't produce employment. But, you know, but removing that is almost irrelevant. It's the fact that they exist and manipulate interest rates and mess around with the money supply, and they're supposed to give us stable prices. Whether or not they have that additional mandate is missing the whole point. It's almost a distraction.
Absolutely. I'm sure you noticed 2 weeks ago when the Chinese government said they want transparency on the Fed and basically called for an audit. We now have foreign governments and the biggest owner of our debt calling for some transparency of this group.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when our Congress wants to tell other countries what to do, I object because we ought to mind our own business. But, you know, if you've invested $1 trillion or nearly $1 trillion in our dollar, they've almost earned the right to say something about our management of our dollar. But the hypocrisy is for us to lecture China because we think their currency is too weak. And yet that's all we do is work on weakening our currency. It's going to, you know, come to a boil. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good for the world. I don't think it's good for us, our economy, and it's going to lead to a lot more trouble, mainly because everybody has a fiat currency and everybody's trying to manage to maneuver somebody else, and they just don't believe in sound money and they don't believe in free markets.
Congressman, is this next session of Congress, the new session starting next year with the Republican majority, do you think in your gut this is the Congress working with your son in the Senate that is finally going to get a real audit of the second largest holder of our debt, the private Federal Reserve?
I think it's going to still be an issue. I think the auditing the Fed will come up again. There'll be some more votes. We will get bits and pieces of information that we haven't had before. But a real audit, no, I'm not expecting it. But that doesn't diminish my desire to pursue the issue. Because, you know, even if we did finally get the votes in the Senate and it came out in the bill, the president would probably veto it. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't veto it, the Fed is going to stonewall us, or they'll go to the courts and they'll get a favorable ruling on the courts that they don't have to do it. So it would go on and on. So it's more likely we're going to find out about the Fed when they self-destruct, where they really just ruin the system and they no longer function and become irrelevant, and people will be forced to use some sound money, that is, a use of gold and silver coins.
I remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, you basically with precision, as a medical doctor, as a congressman, as someone who studies economics and has won awards in that area, that as time went on, you saw the self-destruction of this system through dollar devaluation coming. Obviously, we're getting closer to that. What type of time frame do you see, Congressman?
Well, that's what's you know, not possible to predict, and everybody wants to know. Investors need to know, or they need to make estimates. I work on the assumption that it could come any time because there's no foundation to our system, no foundation to our money, no support for the currency other than the promises of our politicians and the Federal Reserve. And they're losing, people are losing confidence in those entities constantly. But I think they tend to pull stuff out of the fire more more than we ever dream. It doesn't deserve to exist, and they've really messed it up, and we have these tremendous deficits. I still think they could keep this thing going, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. But to say that, oh, okay, it's going to be safe, so if you see interest rates go up, why don't you go back into buying long-term bonds, because, you know, in 10 or 15 years, there'll be no problems, and you can have confidence in what they're doing. I think it's way too early to expect that.
Well, is it accurate to say this is a debt black hole, and we're seeing this now in Ireland, not just in Greece and Portugal and Spain, and that the bigger the bailouts, the more it just accelerates, you know, the final implosion?
Yeah, and everything is based on the dollar. You know, we're in all this trouble, yet they can't bail out these countries or states like California. Everybody gets bailed out, but the base is the dollar. The dollar is the reserve, and we're still getting away with it. We're still printing the money, and they're taking as much as China complains. They still, you know, buy some of our treasury debt less than they used to, but they have so much, and they don't want to crash it. So, but there's going to be a limit, and the markets are more powerful than the governments and the central banks. I keep thinking back, because I watched it so closely in the 70s and in the 60s, because they kept pretending that gold was as the dollar was as good as gold, and it was at $35 an ounce. But finally, the market overwhelmed. No matter how many lies they told, people lost confidence in it, and they had to quit the game because there wasn't people called them on it, and they wanted their gold.
So the buck stops.
Eventually, that's going to happen again.
So the buck stops with a buck. Now racing through some of what's happening, we see the dollar back up today because of this Korea situation. Obviously, North Korea is a horrible hereditary dictatorship under Kim Jong-il and now Kim Jong-un, his secretive son. But now North Korea admits in Reuters they were doing drills and firing artillery into a questionable area that North Korea claims. Now North Korea has bombarded an island in the south, killing and maiming quite a few people. The South Korean president says they're preparing to strike the North. The North is talking about annihilating the South. And then I have this RAND Corporation report. RAND lobbies Pentagon for start of war to save U.S. economy. I think back to NATO stirring stuff up with Russia on 888. I have the Obama advisor telling the Financial Times of London, bottom line here is Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. Robert Shapiro said he has to find some way between now and demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he can do that. We also have neocon leaders telling Obama to attack Iran or start a war. So we see a lot of hype out there to start some type of war or stir one up to boost the dollar and keep this Ponzi scheme going. Your geopolitical take on that, Congressman?
Yeah, it really is frightening when you hear people in our administration or outside the administration literally advocating war as a way to get out of an economic crisis, which is just insane talk. And, you know, the whole idea that we're on the verge of a serious attack by North Korea on South Korea or anybody else, they seem to be a little kooky for even implying that. But you wonder how they get motivated to do that, because, you know, it's worse than a third world nation. You know, they have weapons. That's all they have. But they don't have any wealth. They can't even feed their people. And they have no more ability to take over South Korea than a man on the moon. I just wished we weren't over there. And if it is a problem, which it may well be, let South Korea take care of it. Let China take care of it. They're close by. They probably don't want another war over there. Japan has interests involved. But we don't. And we need to stay the devil out of there. Unless they're doing it deliberately and then and sort of orchestrating this in order to have the military industrial complex, you know, benefit and the dollar temporarily benefit. But how could the borders over there be anything compared to the borders between Texas and Mexico? How many people died on our borders in the last year? Thousands.
28,000 in the last 2.5 years total, and that's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But you have a better chance, doctor, as you know, of dying from a bee sting than being killed by terrorists. Moving to the next subject, this radio show a month ago launched the exposure of the TSA with the new enhanced pat-down, kind of like enhanced interrogation, is torture. This is molestation. Now they admit they're sticking their hands in people's pants. Pistol tried to deny it yesterday when he was on ABC, but they reported that ABC reporters are having them stick their hands down their pants. I have witnessed men touching babies' crotches, so this is now confirmed, and I believe this is a catalyst for the eruption of the anger that the American people already have. Doesn't this violate the 10th Amendment? What are minimum wage federal employees doing groping everybody? I mean, how did we go this far?
You know, it's hard to figure out. Who would have ever believed this? And the other day when I introduced my legislation to deal with this, I said, you know, I worry about the foreign policy, the spending, the Federal Reserve, our debt, the whole mess, which are huge. But this one, you know, this one addresses something else. This one is just such an affront, so much out in the open, and government being so bold as to maul us in public and say they're doing it for our interest. If we tolerate this, there's something wrong with us. I mean, something wrong with it. It's almost like it's probably not fair to say this because so many people don't deserve it. We deserve, you know, some of this stuff if we don't do something about it. And hopefully the American people will do something. They'll eventually have to boycott the airlines or whatever, or throw the bums out. Maybe the Congress will get off their duff and do something in January and insist that we rein in the TSA.
Congressman, a month ago, just with my own common sense, I said this new enhanced pat-down is meant to harass people into accepting the naked body scanners that Chertoff and others are openly making money out of. Now, Atlantic Monthly has talked to the TSA. They admitted that, yes, we want to intimidate people. So this is an act of harassment or sexual terrorism, in my view, and they admit it. Shouldn't there be congressional hearings about this? I mean, the method to the madness, if government can set the precedent to put its hands down your pants or remove a urology or colostomy bag, and they are doing this, that's confirmed, or to strip down five-year-olds in full view. It reminds me of the Nazis. They started out with papers, please, in 33. By 40, it was stripping women down with babies and running them into pits and shooting them in the back of the head. We have the film footage of that. I mean, this is clearly to dominate us and to break our will, but I think they've gone one step too far. I think they've triggered the sleeping giant.
Yeah, let's hope so. It seems that way. Showing our papers, we've capitulated on that a long time because we show our Social Security number and our driver's license and the whole work. No matter what we do, get a job or buy something, they usually want those numbers. But now they want the government to show them our genitalia, and they want to take pictures of us and put their hands into our pants and all that. So that's hopefully enough to wake the people up. And what I think is great, you know, we complain a lot about the mainstream media, and they haven't been very friendly to us. But there's been a lot of good pictures on all the TV stations, you know, because it's been so abusive. So even though a fraction of the American people fly frequently, I'm sure almost all Americans now have seen some of these pictures and saying to themselves, hey, what's going on here? I mean, why are they doing this? So I think I think it's a healthy wake-up call to a lot of Americans. I just hope they can work that in to the whole concept of what's been going on with our country for a long time. Government is too big and intrusive and abuse our rights, and they do the things they shouldn't be doing, and they forget about the things they were instructed to do.
Congressman, again, I noticed 3 weeks ago that this could be the catalyst for the American people to finally stand up and realize the power we have. Now mainstream media is admitting that this is something almost like the Tea Party that you were the catalyst for back in 07, 08. I really see this trending towards a changing point on the graph going back towards liberty. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so, and they'll always be trying to minimize it and dilute it. So maybe they'll see this as an opportunity. They have to back off, and they might contract some of this work out. But they contract it out to their favorite corporations, and they're doing the same thing. We have to be careful that they're not exempt, from the same abuse that we're complaining about.
That was my next question. Have you ever suffered at the hands of the TSA?
I have to go through that all the time because I have metal in my knees, and I don't go through. Well, basically the X-ray is not available, and I hate the idea of doing that. So I get prodded all the time, and it's disgusting, and I tell them so. I say, this is disgusting. How can you do it? And why am I putting up with it? It is. It's so disgusting that I just don't understand, and that's why I'm determined to do my very best to wake up the people about what's happening.
Well, doctor, we've only got about 2 minutes left. A medical doctor, as permission, is trained, does it respectfully when you go get an exam. You're a gynecologist and delivered so many babies, but now some minimum wage person is pulling off urology bags, is sticking their hands in people's pants. Jesse Ventura, the former governor, said here last Friday that he's going to boycott it, and he believes if enough people don't fly, that will force industry to put pressure on government. Specifically, have you had them? Have you had the enhanced pat down yet, sir? Have they touched your crotch?
Absolutely. And it's, wow, like I said, absolutely disgusting. And, you know, they've already proven the point. You know, my argument is that the airlines, the owners of the airlines, are responsible. It should be Continental and United, other people, and then we should decide whether we want to contract with them on what kind of rules they want to set. But this idea that the government can do it and force us to do it, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I do think that a boycott is necessary. It's going to be really tough. I mean, just for instance, how am I going to get back and forth to D.C.? You know, but there's a lot of alternatives for a lot of other people. Quit flying. If I have to go 500 miles, if I'm driving, I'm not gonna get on that airplane unless I really have to. But I'm gonna be doing everything conceivable to try to, you know, change these rules, because they aren't making us safer. They're not better for us. It's just to enhance the power of the state, intimidate us, and it will stop if the American people wake up.
So you're supporting, you are supporting folks that are boycotting when they can.
Yeah. I've said that on the House floor that's a good idea, even though it might not solve it, but, and it's going to handicap. It's going to mess people up. But that's what civil disobedience is all about, because I don't want to go the next step and use violence. And we should stand up and say enough is enough.
Well, liberty is rising in the face of tyranny. Last question in 60 seconds. What does the victory of Rand Paul to the U.S. Senate mean in the face of the mainstream media's full demonization, full lies? They pulled out the stops at a level they've never even done to you, in my opinion, and he still won. When Clinton came and campaigned against him, his numbers went up. What does this mean that they failed in their demonization? Does that signify the shift from the dominant old-line media now being the dinosaur media?
I think so. I think it means that liberty's alive and well, and even though we get down on a few occasions when things get bad, but the number of people that are on our side now are very, very large, and that to me is very encouraging. But we still have a lot of work to do to make sure that those who are going to Washington know exactly what they're supposed to be doing and that they stick to their guns.
Is Carol proud?
She is. She's very pleased, and we'll see Rand here at Christmas time.
And you're going to be working with him now coming up.
Yeah, we talk.
Amazing. A great senator and a great House member. Congressman, have a great Thanksgiving. God bless you.
All right.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ron Paul. We went a few minutes into that network break so we can continue. Well, that's breaking news. Ron Paul has been groped by the TSA. I'm really glad that I brought that question up to him and that he is supporting Governor Ventura in his actions. Very, very powerful information on that front with Congressman Ron Paul. And other breaking news, you heard Ron Paul saying that there is a possibility this could be a staged provocation by the military-industrial complex with the lunatics prodding the lunatic asylum that is North Korea to prop up the dollar. He agreed with my analysis that has to be looked at. My gut tells me that our real resident expert, Wayne Madsen, who's always got the Washington sources. I know he's been on the phone all morning, formerly worked with the Navy in submarine warfare, then for the NSA. He's going to be joining us, a real expert on the situation with North Korea and Kim Jong-il and his demonic son, Kim Jong-un. So that is coming up in about 35 minutes. I'm going to be technical, about 37 minutes from now, he will be on with us. We have Judge Andrew Napolitano popping in on the TSA, on the economy, on the police state, on the huge awakening that's happening at the start of the third hour as well. on this live Tuesday transmission ahead of the busiest day in travel is that they report the Wednesday and Friday before and after Thanksgiving. So we'll be here live tomorrow tracking exactly what's going on with the TSA lines. TSA has a free app. You don't know they're giving you real info, but they are reporting on the app and in the news. Record long lines in L.A., Chicago, JFK, New York, and other areas. And that's fine. Bring it all to a halt. Bring airline travel to a halt. Make the airlines lose money. Make the hotels lose money. Because the feds want to slowly strangle industry and commerce and tourism. We want to have it all come at once, kind of like a fever, to shake off this bug, this disease of big government over transportation. Instead of a slow death, we want to have a big fever, bring it all to a head, lance the boil. It'll be ugly at first, but you're already losing, according to the federal government's own admissions, $9 billion a year, every year, 2006, 7, 8, 9, into this year. And they're estimating over $40 billion to be lost this year, over a third of the foreigners that would come here for vacation from Western Europe and other areas. Tourism down by a third overall. That's just the base number. You can pull those numbers up. You can just search the term tourism down by over a third. This is killing us. You got a better chance of dying from a bee sting. Government admits that. I mean, do we have checkpoints in every field in case a bee flies out to a school and sits on a on some steps and you sit on them? I mean, how many times is a child playing in the woods or playing out in the backyard, did I sit down on a bench and have a bee sting me? I mean, we used to fight with ping pong paddles for entertainment. We'd run up with water guns and spray bushes and eaves of houses that had yellow jacket and wasp nests and have them chase us. Talk about excitement. And I got stung a lot. Come home, mom put hydrogen peroxide on it. Of course, I know why folks are scared of bees. I always thought it was no big deal till I was, I guess, 20 years old. Working on a garden in the backyard, and there were some Africanized bees, and I probably got stung 30, 40 times. I don't know. I had all these stingers in my head, and I swole up bright red, got in the shower, poured baking soda on myself, couldn't breathe, was about to call 911, and then it kind of reversed itself. So I understand, kids, you shouldn't have wars with bees and yellow jackets. The point is that you know, the issue here is you got a much bigger danger. Are we going to have a federal bureaucracy every 10 feet with guys in hazmat suits and, you know, like little laser guns to, you know, that hone in and kill all bees and have like troop carriers landing everywhere and invading countries? We've got bees in Germany. We got bees in Russia. Invade. You know, giant troop carriers landing, troops running off. Oh, get the bees. There's a beehive. Ah, ah. You know, if they kill one American, we got to get rid of all bees. You know, it's. I mean, maybe put little turbans on the bees in like you know, posters and TV ads. This is Al-Qaeda. They killed hundreds of people last year in the U.S. alone. They're deadly. You never know where they're hiding. They're in every town, every city. They may be in your backyard. Honeybees. Other Al-Qaeda operatives. Red wasp. Even hornets, known as the Osama bin Laden hornet. They're green and yellow and can kill. Deadly black wasp, deadly brown wasp, burrowing wood wasp, red ants, fire ants. Pull up the numbers, in fact, for me. Numbers of deaths a year, be a fire ant. Numbers of deaths per year, bee stings. I know it's in the hundred. And I mean, literally, we need TV ads. Fear it. They're everywhere. They're killing hundreds. Oh, my gosh. Ah, run for your lives. The bees are attacking. Ah, the bees are everywhere. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. It's so ridiculous. But they don't teach you to fear the bees. They teach you to, men with turbans, muscles, but the government's bringing in record numbers, so that's fine. Get me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.